And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An uneasy calm in Kyiv was broken Friday by air raid sirens that also blared across the rest of Ukraine, despite a Russian ceasefire declaration for Orthodox Christmas. Ukraine did not declare a ceasefire, saying Russia's declaration was a ploy. No explosions were heard in the capital, however, and residents used the slim window of calm to venture out and buy gifts, cakes, and groceries for Christmas Eve family celebrations. The Russia-declared truce was to continue through midnight Saturday, Moscow time. That's according to Russia's defense ministry, alleged that Ukrainian forces continued to shell its positions and said its forces returned fire to suppress the attacks. The U.S. jobs market ended last year with another solid gain, providing more evidence of a healthy economy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Employers added 223,000 jobs in December, the smallest monthly increase in 2 years. Still, it's a decent gain and a sign the Federal Reserve may have to keep boosting interest rates to slow growth and cool inflation. That's led many economists to predict a recession in this year's second half. The Fed has forecast its sharp rate hikes will cause the unemployment rate to hit 4.6% by year's end. Right now, it's 3.5%, matching a 53-year low. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States on Friday issued new sanctions targeting suppliers of Iranian drones that Washington said have been used to target civilian infrastructure in Ukraine during the conflict with Russia. Russia has been attacking vital Ukraine infrastructure since October with barrages of missiles and drones. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian reformist newspaper Etamad reported Friday that authorities have arrested the head of its political service. The paper published interviews with the families of death row inmates who were sentenced in connection with anti-government protests. 14 Iranians have been sentenced to death in connection with the unrest, which was triggered by the death in police custody of a woman on September 16th. She had been arrested for breaching Iran's strict dress code for women. Violence erupted in a Mexican cartel stronghold on Thursday as the military captured the son of the former crime boss known as El Chapo. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Mexico's defense secretary, Luis Sandoval, confirmed that Ovidio El Raton Guzman, a son of drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was arrested in a pre-dawn operation yesterday outside the western city of Culiacan. Alleged Sinaloa cartel members responded by carjacking residents, setting vehicles on fire, and attacking a military base where authorities flew Guzman out en route to Mexico City. Witness David Tellez said he skirted several abandoned vehicles on the way to the city's airport with his family. He posted footage of military vehicles and aircraft and fellow Aeromexico passengers crouching in their seats after gunfire rang out. The commercial jet eventually returned to the airport and the airline confirmed it had been struck by bullets. Similar violence prompted Mexico's president to release Guzman in 2019. President Biden is scheduled to visit Mexico for bilateral talks on January 9th. I'm Jennifer King.
Next week, we'll see Washington-based strategy talks between the United States and Japan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Foreign and defense ministers will discuss security the day before Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida lands in the U.S. capital next week. Kishida meets with President Joe Biden on January 13 for a summit wrapping up his tour of Group of Seven Nations as Tokyo expands its military and deepens its alliance with America. The Japan officials will meet their American counterparts, Lloyd Austin and Antony Blinken, for talks on Wednesday. They're expected to focus on their new national security strategies and concerns, including China, North Korea, and Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden marked the second anniversary of the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building with a ceremony at the White House Friday. He awarded the Presidential Citizens Medal to 12 individuals involved in trying to keep the peace during the violent incident. Friday morning, a bipartisan group of members of Congress gathered on the east front steps of the Capitol to honor the officers who lost their lives or were injured as a result of the attack. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.